Joined once again from Cleveland, Ohio, by our normal Albany correspondent, Karen DeWitt, who's set up shop at the Republican National Convention this week. Karen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. Of course, it's been a very busy time for you. They're scrambling to cover this convention. There's so much going on. Last night, the New York delegation was front and center with a lot of the activity, including Chris Collins, Western New York congressman. You got a chance to see him speak. Give us some of your impressions.
That's right. And we spoke to him earlier in the day, and he said how he only had 3 minutes to talk, but he felt it was very important to bring Western New York to national attention. And, you know, the economic decline that we've all lived through living in upstate New York for decades. And he blames a lot of it on a loss of manufacturing jobs because of all these foreign trade deals that he says haven't been good for New York, for Western New York, upstate New York. And, you know, he really brought that up. He was very enthusiastic about Trump, and he really did get the crowd pretty riled up. So he had his 3 minutes of fame there.
Most certainly you could tell about the enthusiasm that we could see, at least on TV. You were there, and you also had a chance to get a look at that New York delegation that was front and center. Maybe just talk a little bit about what you've observed.
Well, that's right. I've never seen New York, particularly at a Republican convention, literally have the front row seats right in front of the podium. And they kind of rejiggered the roll call order of the vote so that New York could be the state to put Donald Trump over the top. And the votes were delivered by his son, Donald Trump Jr., in a very touching moment with all the Trump siblings there. And they're saying, "We love you, Dad." And it kind of humanized Trump in a way that I don't think he always comes across as. And I would note that Donald Trump Jr. in his speech later in the night did a really good job. It was a really focused political speech. It seems to me that, you know, they could have another generation of politicians in that family very easily.
And of course, you're right there at the heart of Republican enthusiasm this week. And Wendy Long goes down there to try to drum up some support for her upstart Senate campaign. But give us a little thought on that as well, some background.
Yeah, kind of the way you just put that question is pretty accurate. She seems to be kind of an afterthought here. And she spoke at the breakfast yesterday, and I felt like a lot of the delegates were talking. They weren't paying much attention to her. Nobody gives her much of a chance. But, you know, somebody's got to run, and she's very enthusiastic about it. And she is very smart. She has a lot of traditionally conservative positions that she feels very strongly about. But she lost to Kirsten Gillibrand the first time she ran for U.S. Senate, I think it was 4 years ago, by a huge margin, like 46 points. She's not given that much of a chance against Schumer, but she is here plugging away.
And so are you, Karen DeWitt, and we appreciate you getting up bright and early with us again this morning. Thanks for all your coverage from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.
Sure thing.